Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Single Eight. So on Transcended Media, your name is...
My name is Michael Davis. Your name is...
Hunter Mills, y'all.
And what are we talking about today?
We were at Transgender Day of Visibility. And man, did we have fun.
We had a really great day. I identify as what my button says is a cis ally. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I felt affirmed today.
Yeah.
It felt so good to be there. I really needed to be there. I made some statements to you how badly I needed to be in a loving, affirming environment. And I knew we would find it at Trans Day of Visibility.
Yeah, it's a good time for me too. Because.
Did you have a good time?
High schoolers.
Because high schoolers.
Yeah.
You brought up a little bit about what happened. So we're not going to say names and we're not going to say the name of your school. Describe the event to the view listeners, because this podcast is about us processing the shenanigans. And to let other people know that they're not the only people that deal with them, right?
Yeah.
So, please process it.
Let a couple days ago, like going into the men's bathroom to do my business, and then suddenly, without warning, for sure, cisgender, white, hetero male said, "Aren't you a girl?" And I'm like, "Dude, you only know that because you were sitting in the bathroom on your phone during nutrition, not actually going to the bathroom. Why do you care?"
Yeah.
I'm like, and then I let go. It's called being trans.
Is that what you said? What did you say back?
I said it's called being trans.
Yeah.
That's all I said back, because...
And then you went to do your business?
Yeah, it took me a second, and then I went upstairs to do it, because I don't care enough to deal with people going to the bathroom.
Sometimes...
I'm like, the bathroom is supposed to be a private space, where you don't do those things like that chit-chat was doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel safer going upstairs now.
Okay, so there was a safety issue involved in this, too.
Yeah.
That I have deep respect for. One thing that I'm pretty glad that you didn't do is what I jokingly told you that you should have said, but your mom corrected me and said, probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
but,
I'm like...
You know, the one thing that did come to my mind is, you know... I have some important business to take care of. When I'm done, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm like... People have made me sometimes. And then, like, a couple... just yesterday... going through my iPad. And I'm like, while I was in the bathroom... I'm like, I can't leave anything open on my desk anymore.
People went through your... at your desk?
Yeah.
Where was your teacher while this was going?
In front.
Just letting it all happen.
Because my class is other chaos.
Okay.
There's no other way to describe it. My class is other chaos.
Okay. But nothing was missing.
Nothing. Like running through pictures. And I'm like, I'm a theater kid. Deal.
Okay.
And
you
I'm like,
and I will discuss that in a different platform.
Yeah.
But the restroom deal, it's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
You deserve the right to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and I'm like, you don't have to sit head person that.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you ask a trans arrow 8 person that?
Or why would you ask any person? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, as long as they're not standing in there staring at you while you're trying to do your business, why don't you just let them do their business?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going into the stall. You know I'm not going to do anything to you because I went to the bathroom, washed my hand, and went out during nutrition.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
And I do need to make a clarifier, because I know one of our dear conservative friends will be emailing me, well, why shouldn't they ask? They need to be safe. So I just shared. I need to make sure everybody heard what I just shared. As long as a person isn't standing in there staring at you while you're trying to do your business, why does it matter? Because you do have to be safe for yourself. You have to be safe for yourself. And honestly, if it was two assigned at birth masculine people in the workroom, the only reason that it should matter is if somebody's standing there and staring at you, which would happen if it's born at birth or transgender or whatever.
Yeah.
And if somebody's just trying to get to a stall, what does it matter?
Yeah, I'm like, as I walked in, I went to the stall, and I did my stuff, and I washed my hand and got out of there.
Yeah. Okay, so we did get on here to talk about some good stuff.
Yeah, positivity matters.
This is what has released you this week by being able to be at the Transgender Day of Visibility.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. There's some names that I want to say, but I won't because we don't have permission.
Yeah.
But we saw a lot of good brothers and good sisters and good binaries there today.
Good non-binaries.
What's that?
And good non-binaries.
And good non-binaries. I meant to say non-binaries.
Yeah.
Good brothers, good sisters, and good non-binaries.
Yeah.
Today. And it feels really good to be around friends that are inclusive and caring.
Yeah. An event. I'm sorry if you hear popping.
I will share with you, this was an event, I can say this, this was an event that was put on by the North County LGBTQ Resource Center with a supportive conversation and support from Trans Family Services.
Yeah, Trans Family Support Services.
Yes.
I want the whole name.
And we're really thankful for everything that Trans Family Services has done. One huge thing we'll be talking about sometime in the next month. We need to wait a month before we have this conversation.
Yes.
But there's a huge event, and there's another huge event coming. A huge announcement, Tony Khan.
Yes.
A huge announcement coming from Transcended Media, and we'll let everybody know as soon as we can.
That might come with a very small donut cake. Let's say that.
It might come with a very small donut cake. So watch our Instagram page, and we will talk about the process as well.
Yeah.
But that's to come. But it's a process we would have not been able to process through, to maneuver through, without the assistance of Trans Family Support Services.
Because we don't have the time to sit down and do that many papers.
Yeah, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
So talk about, what did we do today? We heard some great speeches.
Yes.
We had the opportunity. I had the opportunity. You, speaking of bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
You missed some of these, but thankfully you did get to hear a bunch.
Yeah, there was only one stall.
They had a chance for everybody to get up and share their journeys, their identity journeys. Oh, man, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely beautiful to hear these identity journeys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a wonderful ally came up and spoke, too.
Wonderful ally came up. Well, he was non-binary.
Yeah.
He shared his identity as they, them.
Yes.
So, he was non-binary.
Yes. But, ally to the LGB part of it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
And how everybody loves it. And you know, I want to say something he shared.
Yes.
He shared about our heavenly bodies being our hard bodies. And I loved that.
Yes.
And when we all go to heaven, we will be in our heart bodies. And I just loved that narrative. I loved it. I'm going to do a Comics in Christ on that, I think, too.
You should.
Yeah. That was awesome. That was really cool. So what else was that we had that you...
We went...
I need you to do more talking to me.
We went crazy. We made trans...
We got a bunch of damn stickers.
And pronoun pins.
And pronoun pins.
But I think that's mostly me because I have too many put on a name tag.
Well, that's okay.
And we made trans pom-poms. I will have...
We'll take a picture of them and put them on the Instagram page.
I will have Sir Reverend Drew David put them on the Instagram.
Yeah. Michael Drew Davis.
And yet, mine is the one that looks like a human head of hair. Because it's shaped like that and I kind of love it. And his is the one that looks uniform. You will be able to tell them apart.
We'll take a picture of all of our stash and put it on there.
And
all of these will actually probably be up 2 weeks before that we post the podcast. So you will have seen them. And now this is cool. Now one thing I want to share before you share about this.
Yeah.
Support LGBTQ businesses.
Yes.
Please support LGBTQ businesses. Now explain what you got.
I got dykes. The only way that I can explain the color is Gryffindor.
Well,
that's the only way I can explain the color, sadly.
And you know what? I was going to say a different way, but thinking about things, you may have explained it the best way. Gryffindor. It is those maroon and mustard colors like Gryffindor.
Like it's mustard gold with burgundy red.
I almost said the University of Southern California, those colors. But yeah, Gryffindor is probably the best way to describe it.
And they made it, and she made them out of resin.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
And hand-painted most of the lettering, for sure. All of the lettering. All the numbers, for sure.
For sure.
And they're beautiful. And I jokingly Ted Rick Kane after that. I'm like, I definitely don't buy dyes every time I see them.
But
no.
We definitely did today.
I said it sarcasm, because I definitely do it most of the time I see dyes. Well, I am a dyed goblin.
I texted GAPD and said, hey, I bought some dyes today, sorry not sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And with her extra resin, she made, like, extra one for anyone who wanted them.
Yeah, and so you got what?
I got a resin black skull that I love.
Yeah.
Nothing said,
There's nothing that says trans day of visibility more than a resin skull.
I love it. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
That's why I say I'm grunge, because the normal grunge people, I don't think they're, like, this in love with skulls.
Yeah.
Because I love myself a good skull. They're beautiful.
Skulls are quite cool.
Like, they're half of the reason, they're the only reason I'm mostly okay with pirates.
Yeah, because of skulls. You're very goth in things.
Yes, I like meet up, like, by myself more, like, because for Halloween, I wanted to, like, a trans Lisa Frankenstein look.
Mm-hmm.
I want to either try to, like, her or the creature for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
But I might do her, because if I did the creature, that would take makeup. And then if I only do Lisa, all I have to do is put some eyeshadow on and fail at it.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds good.
It's wonderful. And they had Boop from, I'm going to try to remember name for a second. Trans Family Support Services got a Boop.
Uh-huh.
North County LGBTQ Center had Flea.
Yes. They had one for a gender awareness program.
Yes.
Gender care. Transgender health awareness. There was a lot of really good information there. from agencies that care for transgender friends.
I believe a school program was there with physics, which now, is...
I want to point this out. The school district, I will not say where it was, but the school district for the area that we were in had a booth set up with information based on everything that they do for all kids that acknowledge in some part of the LGBTQIA plus spectrum. And that was very cool.
And it was wonderful seeing everyone there.
And we've made some good friends with our relationships with North County LGBTQ and Trans Family Support Services.
Yeah.
And it was good seeing those friends and being acknowledged as friends and allies. And that was a really, really cool thing.
Yes. And yet, I did grab him. I'm the cisgender ally pin. Because...
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure, I got it. And I got a Protect Trans Youth button, too.
Yes. And we got candy, because they had...
Pinatas.
I'm so sorry. We're like, pal.
It was a really cool all-ages family event.
Yes.
It was really a cool all-ages family event. Now, before, my conservative colleagues say grooming, did you feel like they were trying to convince anybody to be anything other than what they are?
Never.
I didn't. Not one damn bit.
Because, my loves, if you're a part of this community, you want people to be who they are.
Absolutely.
Especially on the trans side. You want people to be who they are.
And you know, we had some good brothers and good sisters and good non-binaries.
Yes.
There. It was awesome.
Because when you're part of the LGBTQIA plus community,
buddy, I gotta fix this. You dropped the T.
Yeah.
Do not drop the T. LGBTQ. Do not drop the T. Especially you.
Yeah. LGBTQIA plus community.
Sorry, you dropped the Q that time. Can I say the letters and you'll just keep going?
Yes.
LGBTQIA plus. Go.
It's like found family, so whenever you go, it's so natural.
Yeah.
Like, we poke fun at each other, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's fine family doing it. We're used to it. We do it to each other all the time.
Yes. And it was really cool seeing how quickly you connected to people. I always love watching you at these affirming events, because your shield goes way down.
Yeah.
And you become very communicative with so many good siblings.
Yeah.
Good siblings. And
it's like, because I don't have to deal with people.
You don't have to deal with people asking you why you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm like, everyone...
Unfortunately, you gotta wait on people and take forever to go to the bathroom.
But it's good.
But that's okay.
I gotta go eventually. When I went, no one was in the bathroom, too.
Yeah.
Of, like, when I went, I'm like, yes. This is what I want, to go to the bathroom all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want it. It's weird. Even in public bathrooms, when you know someone's, like, that's on the other side, it's weird.
It's really hard. Even if you're in an enclosed, closed-up space... in a stall, it's hard to go.
Yeah, I'm like,
because sounds are embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. I have.
And you're like, I hope that both things will come out at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I have had that happen with. That's one of my thoughts when there's many people in the bathroom.
Okay, this is getting a little bit more descriptive than I would hope.
Sorry.
Okay, but we get it.
Yeah.
We get it. Yeah, and what a great what a great time. To good brother and good sibling, and just had what a great day, dude.
Yeah.
What an absolutely great day. All right, what was your absolute most favorite thing that happened today?
Winning the popper.
All right, explain that. That was something.
Basically, they had something called Human Bingo going on.
Can we explain that? Because that was cool.
Yes.
That was a very good way to encourage people to talk to someone new.
Yes.
Human Bingo. Explain that.
Human Bingo is basically like, someone who, had the dog. Only a kid.
An only child.
An only child.
Yes. It was crazy how many of them that I fit.
And me. I would, like, play the sport that I count. Karate.
Karate homeboy?
Yes.
Hey, Nintendo baseball counts as a sport. Okay, hey, keep going.
They had Chad playing Nintendo on there, right?
Yeah, they had I Love Playing Video Games. I checked that one, yes.
I love playing, like, online video games. I love playing app video games.
Yeah.
They're much easier. I'm sorry, people who love controllers. For me, phone is easier.
Yes. And so they had all these different personality traits on there.
Yes.
To encourage people to kind of go around and interact. That was awesome.
And basically, when you are done and you fill in a row or you... blocked out the whole board. Sorry, I was looking for the word. You got a bracelet and you got a raffle ticket.
Yes.
And we just happened to be the last people raffled.
Yep.
And we won a popper. And a popper notebook.
Popper notebook.
There's nothing that screams Hunter Mills more
than a popper notebook.
Yeah.
Straight up. And, my God, it was like, if it was in a movie, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Who really wanted this popper notebook? And then the guy called out three numbers and nobody came up.
Yeah.
He called out three...
They.
I'm very sorry. And it's very important. They called out three numbers. God bless. Thank you. Hunter, thank you.
Yeah.
They called out three numbers and nobody showed up. They called out three more numbers and they all came from this one little group of friends that was right next to us.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, they just got one more thing and it's surprised with the popper. Come on. He called out a number that was not yours.
Two. They had the flag.
Okay, the other group won the three.
Yeah.
But then they got to this last one.
Yeah.
Dude came up and just took the candle. And he said, no, I'm just going to take one thing, and you do it again. And then it was like, oh, man, the only things left is the one thing that you want.
Yeah.
And they called your number. Oh, my God, that was crazy.
Okay.
And what was really crazy, the first number that you was called out, one number away from yours. Oh, my God. It was awesome.
I'm going to look up where those candles are from, though. Because I'm going to buy myself that candle.
Those candles were sweet. Now, I don't know what their scent was.
Yeah.
But they were baby blue, baby pink, and white. The trans colors.
Yes.
And it was sweet awesome.
Because if you are, like, very, very close to me... You know I love myself a good candle.
You love yourself a good candle and some good bath bombs.
Yes. I currently have a campfire one in the bathroom for like one time.
One time you were in there in the bathroom forever and I said, is my man smoking s'mores in there? What's going on?
No.
It was the campfire candle.
I haven't lit it yet and took it in there.
Okay.
But for sure one time when I'm taking a bath, I'm going to take it
there. Like that? You're going to drop a bath bomb? You're going to smoke up the campfire candle?
Yes. Oh, so good.
You Come identify on. As what?
Non-binary. I'm a thing.
You're a thing.
At most, I'm a thing.
All right, fair enough, buddy. I love you. I probably shouldn't have made that joke. I'm sorry.
Not that is podcast off only. That's one.
That's a parts of unknown joke. I apologize.
That's a parts of unknown.
Yes.
And we had a gag, to quote Agatha Harkness. No, it was a gag, to quote Agatha Harkness in WandaVision.
What a great day.
It was so fun.
And just being, again,
And we got a book.
And we got a book. The public library was given out affirming books.
Yes.
And that was awesome.
Because I'm excited for books.
You have become quite the reader.
Yes, I currently have 3 ongoing at the same time. And yes, I do change, but I'm bored.
Yeah.
Because that's how I read. Like, when I'm like, nothing's happening for like the next little bit. I need to switch over to something that happens pretty much immediately.
Yeah, and then go back.
Because currently I have Hunger Games and the Good Omen script book happening.
You got the Good Omen script?
Yes.
I would like to read that when you're done.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, so we celebrate and praise Transgender Day of Visibility.
Yes.
And I think that we need to shut this podcast down for this week. That was the Single H Show. Your name is...
No,
my name is Michael Davis. Your name is...
Hunter Mill, y'all. Have a great week. Woo!